highlights, analysis, and the game stats so far. It's time for the Halftime Huddle on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
We have reached the half at Mosaic Stadium, and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders have a 17-14 lead over the Edmonton Elks. Mitchell Blair with you. Rob Vanstone from the Regina Leader Post will join me in just moments. This segment of the Halftime Show brought to you by McDougall Auctioneers and Redhead Equipment. If you heard Rob's This Date in Rider History, November 13th, 1988. Man, that was a cold afternoon at the old Taylor Field, especially when I think it was Nick Hebler had a turnover, and it just seemed that the temperature dropped about 10 degrees. That was a cold afternoon at the old girl, Rob.
Oh, was it ever. I remember going into the west side washroom in the upper deck in Taylor Field. Was the warmest place ever in Taylor Field, and there I went to try and warm up at halftime, and it was packed.
Yeah, I think the only time I might have been colder than that at a sporting event was when I was at the Heritage Classic at Commonwealth Stadium when the Oilers played the Habs. We don't care about that, though. We care about what's going on after 30 minutes here at Mosaic Stadium. And the Riders lead the Edmonton Elks 17-14. The good news is the Riders have 17 points, Rob. Seven of those came on a turnover deep in Edmonton territory. I like the what Cody Fajardo and Duke Williams are doing and the rapport they're getting, but I'm just still not sold on this Rider offense.
Well, if you look at it, Duke Williams has six catches for 115 yards. Everybody else in green and white has six catches for 24 yards. Shaq Evans still hasn't really gotten on track. They haven't looked at Ricardo Lewis in a game and a half. He's been out there, and they just don't target him. They really haven't gotten William Powell on track after that first play on which he ran for 14 yep. yards. But none of this is atypical for the Rough Riders offense. What is atypical is the kind of game that Duke Williams is having. They haven't been known for 100-yard games this season, and Duke Williams is there at halftime. So if there's a bright spot for the Rider offense, it's two touchdown passes for Cody Fajardo and six for 115 and a score by Duke Williams.
It's certainly been a long time since you and I have done this, but Duke Williams is certainly paying off dividends for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, what he's done on the road and what he's doing here today.
Well, you look at the late season additions and what they can do for an offense, and we saw last night what Reggie Begelton has meant and yep. can mean to the Calgary Stampeders, and Trey Roberson as well on defense. So you see Duke Williams coming in with the best game any Rider receivers had yet this year, and only at halftime, statistically. So he is as advertised. And you started to see it last game in Edmonton when he made that 38-yard catch. So and another big play was the 81-yard kickoff return by Jamal Morrow to set up the Keon Schaefer-Baker touchdown, atoning for the fumble that set up Edmonton's
first touchdown. I was just going to bring that up. The Eskimos have two touchdowns, one of them because of the Jamal Morrow fumble, and I think it was the first punt of the football game. You'll have to excuse me because I've been running all around the stadium doing sidelines and everything else today. Defensively, with the exception of that one drive where Tanner Green got the touchdown, I like what the Riders have done, with the exception of Nick Marshall, who just looks to me as if he's asleep out there. And last week on the one Danny Vandervoort touchdown, he looked asleep when sort of the play went over top of him. He just doesn't look right today.
Nick Marshall's the type of player, though, he can leave you shaking your head, be it a penalty or getting beaten in coverage, and then he can make a couple of plays to completely change the complexion of the game. He is that type of player. I wouldn't be surprised to see him do something that reverses the course of this football game, because Nick Marshall is a big play football player, and there's 30 minutes left for him to assert himself in that fashion.
Certainly the Saskatchewan Rough Riders don't want to go into the season finale having to win a football game to clinch second place. I don't know what type of lineup the Riders will put out there if they win this game next weekend in Hamilton. But to me, it just seems as if there's still a lot of work in progress with this football team, especially offensively, that we just shouldn't be seeing at this time of year.
You know, we've been lamenting the lack of deep passes. That aspect of the game seems to be coming around a bit again. The 48th reference to Duke Williams during the halftime show. But you're still seeing the 3-yard passes on second and eight, and you're still seeing a running game that really can't establish a tempo. What we haven't seen in the first half at all, and what is unlike this Rough Rider offense, is that Cody Fajardo hasn't taken off at all. and that element of the offense has been missing. I wouldn't be surprised to see Cody moving around either by design or by necessity in the second half.
Do you, you know, last week the Riders up by 16. They needed Duke Williams to make another special teams play to preserve a victory. A three-point lead here, I would think, because Edmonton's just hanging around, and having done a lot of U of R Rams games this year, when a team hangs around, they sometimes find a way to win. I think the Riders really need to put their foot down on the pedal here to start this second half, turn it up a gear or two against this Edmonton team that's starting this 3-game and 7-day road trip, and let them know that, no, you're not doing this today.
Yeah, I mean, it's what's the song they keep playing? This is our house. Well, it's a little cold in the house today, but I think it's time for the Rough Riders to really come out of the dressing room and basically mark their territory and salt away the home playoff game. Because if you leave it to the last weekend, Calgary is playing a Winnipeg team that has nothing to play for, and the Rough Riders are playing a Hamilton team that will have something to play for. So you look at that, yep. You're really leaving it to... The odds are still in the Riders' favor, but if they let it get past this weekend, who knows?
Rob, thanks a lot for the time.
My pleasure, Mitch. Thanks so much.
That is Rob Van Stone at the half. The Riders lead the Elk 17-14. Much more when we come back with the Halftime Huddle. You are listening to Saskatchewan Rough Rider Football on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Breaking down the game so far, it's the Halftime Huddle on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
The Riders at the half hold a three-point lead over the Edmonton Elks. Your score, 17-14. It's time for the Halftime Rewind. For Go Grain, the new app that lets farmers book and track grain trucking right from their phone. Download today at gograin.ca. Here's DT and Luke with the first half highlights.
Moore with the 20. Danson, 25. Fumble ball to the ground. The Elks have it. They fumble it. And they are piling up at the 22-yard line. It'll be Elks football after the Jamal Morrow fumble. Cornelius looking, buying some time out to his right to the end zone for the touchdown. In behind Nick Marshall is Jalen Tolliver, and the Elks score first.
Well, 25, 30.
Morrow on the run, 40, 45.
There you go.
No way.
To the house.
What a bounce back. Could he get caught from behind?
Oh, Morrow, don't get hawked.
25, 20, and down at the 17-yard line, thrown too aggressively. There'll be a flag on the Elks on the tackle, but that is how you bounce back from a mistake.
Fajardo looking to his right, gun in the corner for Kean. Schaefer, Baker, touchdown Riders.
Yeah, Schaefer Baker's got man-on-man coverage.
Second and 10 from the 43. Riders bring four. Cornelius standing, pumping. He'll get caught, and he goes down. AC Leonard and Pete Robertson in on the sack. Elks bring five. Fajardo gunning. Deep ball wide open is Duke at the 35, and he's got it. 30, 25 down to the Elks. 23-yard line. Duke Williams for a Riders first
this
down.
This is great. Now it's the Edmonton Elks. The secondary's turn to fall asleep.
Defenders go with him. Fajardo. Play fake to the end zone. Duke is wide open for the touchdown. He got lost in coverage again, and the Riders score one.
Yeah, this is another bust.
Cornelius pulls into the flat for the touchdown as quick as can be. They hit the fullback on that one, Tanner Green, yeah. And the Elks are back within four.
So that's where we stand, taking a look at the Rider individual stats. Fajardo, 12 of 16, 139 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. William Powell, the leading rusher, 6 carries for 20 yards. As Rob mentioned, Duke Williams, 6 catches for 115 yards and a touchdown. Schaefer Baker with the other touchdown. He's caught 2 for 14. The Riders holding on to a 3-point lead at the half. Do they clinch second place in the West today and a berth in the Western semifinal against the Stampeders? Or do we wait for another week for that to happen? We'll find out over the next 30 minutes. Derek Taylor and Luke Mullender will be right back to call second half action. You've been listening to the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.